This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, this civil war that the globalists are trying to start in this country has gone from smoldering to explosive. We've got all these clips of top Democrats on television, on NBC, on CNN, at Hollywood award shows, Rob Reiner on Friday, saying we're in a civil war. And we're fighting Nazis, and we're fighting Russian agents. And they know it's a fraud. They're just branding their opposition as that because they are a dying party. Well, last time I had these guys in, we just kind of ranted and raved about Antifa intimidating people and working for Soros and trying to go around, you know, pointing guns at people and stuff. And I, in customary fashion, talked to everybody. But I've invited the guys back to actually get into what a civil war that went hot would look like, the different factions that could basically break out, because these guys won't get into their backgrounds, but they have specialties in that that maybe 0.1% of people in the military have had. So we're going to be discussing how Tier 1 military operators, from their research, their view as citizens, think this is going to go down, because the Democrats have decided to get violent, and they said they have, and through their channels they announced the violence, and then we pointed out they have Media Matters, again, the mouth of Soron, the mouth of Soros, say it's insane, it doesn't exist, none of it's happening. Classic military tactic. So that's all coming up in the second hour. Roger Stone is going to be in the third hour. It is all coming up today, and of course we have the great Jack Posobiec as well hosting the fourth hour, and then the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Stephen Bannon, complete snake in the grass the entire time, very, very saddened by that. He now is a darling on CNN, and they talk about how wonderful he is. Remember, he was the white supremacist leader just a few months ago, but now he's wonderful. And, oh, he says that the hashtag MeToo will bring down Trump, and they just build this crescendo, burning a few of their own Hollywood people, as I predicted 6 months ago, and then create this wave and say, well, Trump's got to go. And it's about civil war culturally between men and women. So that's coming up today. And then meanwhile, Aetna, one of the biggest insurance companies in the world, serving 23 million just here in the U.S. alone, who helped write Obamacare to make you pay for it so they could increase the prices. That's a dream of these big corporations. You want to know who runs the planet? It's the big banks that own the insurance companies, or vice versa. And Aetna's right up there at the top of the capstone. Their top technician, top CEO, came out and said, look, we don't even look at your requests when they come in for surgery or whatever. And then it's a big firestorm. Oh, California's investigating. What do you mean you don't even look at it? And they go, well, don't worry about that. We'll tell you once we have congressional hearings. And they're going to use this as a way to roll out that it's computers, so they're so fair. In fact, here's a headline, CNN, California launches investigation following stunning admission by Aetna medical director. Now, here's the real news from CNN, getting it occasionally right from what earlier this year. The computer that decides if we live or die. You see, they started it out about 9 years ago, strangely enough, when Obama got in. Said what you want about Bush. He didn't put that in. Where it's not even bioethics boards of doctors that decide who lives and dies, with a mix of hospital or company administrators. So you've got to have a doctor signing off on the death warrant. It's the Thomas Watson computer. And you cannot make up the richness of that little sweetheart. Remember, they want major halls changed from Lynch Hall, even though in several cases it was liberals that donated money and last name was the Irish name Lynch, because it sounds like lynching, that mental illness. But then you can have it called the Thomas Watson computer that decides who lives and dies, when he invented the first computers to do the same thing in German death camps, on record. So see, there's people are scared of the name Lynch. It has nothing to do with lynching. But oh, a computer is actually named after the guy that got the highest award in Nazi Germany, Thomas Watson, the creator of computers. And then a machine named after him carries out Nazi tactics against veterans. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, you don't want to miss this broadcast. We've got Tier 1 Patriot operators who don't want to even get into what they've done and do in the military and for other organizations. Today when they come in, they're going to be here talking about the Second Amendment and a lot more, but I'm going to try to get them to talk about what things will look like in their research view, not from a classified perspective of COG, but from just a citizen perspective, with the left out there calling for total civil war and now saying that they put us into a civil war and preparing to up the amount of violence that they've already engaged in. So that's in the second hour. We'll intersperse a lot of breaking news, obviously. Third hour, Roger Stone will be in studio with me, co-hosting right into the fourth hour with Jack Posobiec, another great patriot here. The big news is that Hezbollah out of Iran has used the fact that the U.S. has begun to pull out of most areas of Syria to begin moving up to the border with Israel, and has shot down one of their aircraft, had drones and other aircraft coming over their airspace. Israel has reasonably struck back against bases where Hezbollah was attacking from, and has begun large bombing runs, and is now threatening basically to attack Iran itself if they don't back down. Iran has come out and said that this is a new strategic era, and that they'll do whatever they want, basically. Iran UAV that entered Israel airspace seems to be an American stealth knockoff. That is just some of the news. Meanwhile, billionaire George Soros has already donated billions to overthrow European sovereignty. And just the last week, he donated 500,000 pounds and now another 100,000 pounds to try and derail Brexit. American investor defies critics to take total spent on keeping UK and EU to over 500,000 pounds. And how is he, a weird Eastern European Nazi collaborator, involved in our politics and involved in sovereign politics in the UK, and then he's the one funding this baloney that all of us that want U.S. sovereignty or lower taxes are Russian agents? He is the communist. He has been the socialist, who, of course, is tax-exempt and uses mega wealth to control people, as it always is. So that's simply incredible. We're going to be getting into that. Billionaires and athletes freeze as Winter Olympics have record low temperatures. Also, Vice airs documentary on black healing retreats for people who need a break from white people. I talked about this last week. We had the clips. We never got to them. Now it's a big national news story. But I'm going to air some of that in the third hour with Roger Stone. They actually say white people shouldn't have any rights and shouldn't be allowed to travel, and I don't like seeing them. And they go, well, you leased this property for your black retreat from a white person. Well, that's okay. You talk about what the public schools and the media have done, turning some black people into beyond KKK. I mean, the KKK isn't calling for black people not being able to have passports or move around freely. It is truly Naziistic. You know, the Nazis control where you could go and what you could do. It is unbelievable. But it's like the left saying, oh, we're getting all these people organized, these professors and MSNBC. We played the clips last week. We're going to block the military parade that Trump wants to have, because he's going to invade New York or invade D.C., depending on where they have it. That's not troops invading. That's a parade. That's not Tiananmen Square. Tiananmen Square, again, was communists coming and attacking civil rights activists, protesters who are peacefully speaking out for free speech. Amazing. Bunch of communists, a bunch of socialists now saying, oh, we're going to lay in front of the tanks like the heroes at Tiananmen Square. You're the left on the campus trying to bar our free speech. You're the left trying to go after the veterans. You're the people saying we shouldn't be able to have a parade. And by the way, I think Trump should have a parade because the globalists don't want us to have one. I'm against a police state. I'm against martial law. I'm against civil war. It's the Democrats calling for a civil emergency, calling for martial law, calling for overthrowing the election, calling for banning free speech and doing it at campuses all over the country, as they admit they are, banning Halloween parties, banning costume parties, banning fiesta parties, banning everything to have total control. Then they point their fingers at us and they say that we're the fascists. No, I support our military because our military is one of the most awake groups to the globalist threat, and the globalists want to get control of our military to use it against us, and it's key that we totally engage the military and wake the military up so they understand that duty, and they understand it better than we do on average. That's why it's a natural ally with the American people is our military. And they want to drive a wedge there. They're the folks that love killing cops. They're the people that hate the military, that hate flyover country, that admittedly hate this nation. But now Hollywood are the ones telling you how all of us that are America firsters, all of us trying to take the sabotage controls off the country, trying to end the globalist sabotage, we're the traitors. Total bull. The Dow's jumped 307 points as stocks bounce back from their worst week in 2 years. We're going to get into all of that. But first, little Stephen Bannon has proven himself to be a classic Benedict Arnold in the vein of Judas Iscariot. Or Brutus, has slithered out and is giving interviews to CNN and others saying, hashtag me too, he thinks we'll bring Trump down. Oh, what a tactical genius you are. It was set up 6 months ago. The Democrats admitted that they were unpopular with women because of all the rape connections to the Clintons and the cover-ups and the Lolita Express and all the raping and the children and all the rest of it. So as a facelift, they started burning a few of their own, and now he says women need to take charge of society, a classic globalist talking point by the big multinationals who want to use you as a wedge to further break up the country. Hitler said first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. Hitler targeted women, told them they were in charge. So the whole issue here is that this is classical advertising. 80% of advertising targets women. And he's playing into that whole leftist talking point saying this will bring down Trump, he believes, on his belly, like a little goblin creature, dragging it like a little snake in front of them, hoping to be relevant again. Truly, truly sickening by the Hollywood screenwriter who posed as a patriot, but he was always a globalist leftist, we now learn. Let's go to that clip.
Paperback release of the new book, you talk about watching the Golden Globe Awards with Steve Bannon, and you got his reaction to the red carpet protests supporting the Me Too movement. He said, quote, the anti-patriarchy is going to undo 10,000 years of recorded history. You watch, the time has come. Women are going to take charge of society, and they couldn't juxtapose a better villain than Trump. He is the patriarch. This is a definitional moment in the culture. It'll never be the same going forward.
You know, I think Bannon, despite all his flaws, is a pretty shrewd analyst of American politics, and particularly American political anxieties, our national anxieties. And he recognized in those Golden Globe Awards that this was a movement that could potentially be an existential threat to Republicans, not just their majority in the House, but also to President Trump. And there's a wonderful, revealing moment of Freudian angst in the scene, as I described Bannon, watching Oprah, where he says, look, if they were to roll out a guillotine right now, these ladies would chop off every set of balls in the room, which is a blunt Bannon way of saying essentially, you know, this Me Too movement, they're coming for our manhood. And I think that expressed a lot of the anxieties that Bannon, that Trump, that people of that political persuasion have about this new rising movement of women, which is really a backlash to the man that Bannon calls the patriarch, Trump himself.
All right, let's decipher that complete absolute bull. Remember, we told you it was actually 8 months ago that the whole Me Too thing was a deal to bring down Trump. That was obvious. They now admit that was. And Al Franken said, I shouldn't have resigned because none of them are resigning. I shouldn't have been, you know, agreed to this to be the sacrificial lamb. So that's what's going on. What's happening is multinationals know they've taken the country over. They want to divide us from each other. Hillary was supposed to get in, and in any criticism, it wouldn't be that you're racist like it was with Obama. now is going to be you're sexist and you don't like Hillary. And they're still going with that. She says that every time she opens her mouth. So they're just still playing the very same playbook they had. That's why they had Law and Order and Homeland, all these shows already produced where there's a woman president. And now they try to assassinate her. She goes from being Hillary to now she's a bad Trump person. So all of this is propaganda, just basting emotional people, men, women, you name it. And then men, cucks, are supposed to signal to women, oh, I know we're bad. You're in charge here. You go work and you bring me food and I'll sit here on the couch. And of course she leaves you in about a year because you're a cuck. I mean, it's amazing. That's not what women are looking for. And so this is total fraud. This is scientific warfare, the attack on the family, all of it. And that's all that is. And now the little cuck, Bannon, is scared the women are coming to get my testicles. And that's the idea. They're always invoking violence. Hashtag kill Republicans. Women, chop men's genitals off. It's war. Guillotines, cut their heads off. It's all this violent rhetoric. Rob Reiner said, we're in the last battle of the Civil War. We were gliding in. We were going to screw America over and break its back forever. But America woke up before we finally slit its throat. And we can't let that happen, Hollywood. We will defeat America.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. So, what have I told you that major insurance companies for more than a decade have been testing and now installing system-wide computers that serve as bioethics boards? Now, first they created bioethics boards in the last 60, 70 years as part of the eugenics movement in Western Europe, the UK, the US, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, you name it, where a board of physicians and then a board of physicians and hospital or corporate executives would decide who gets a liver transplant or who gets a cadaver transplant for an Achilles heel. Sounds reasonable. You're a big drinker. You're 65 years old. There's a young person who needs a liver who isn't a big drinker. Not their fault. We're going to give you the liver first. But once you open that door up, now the computers can do whatever they want. That's the famous clip of Bill Gates saying, was it 6, 7 years ago to the group of teachers? He said, if you don't give that old person that last year of care, you can hire 10 teachers. Well, he knows that's a fraud. When you start cutting quality, everything implodes. You always demand more quality in your civilization. And then that increases the level of service, the level of viability, the level of excellence. And a great example I use, this is well known by economists, by the way, is just 15 years ago, there were almost no nice theaters where you could eat dinner and have a drink. Alamo Drafthouse in Austin, Texas made it ubiquitous, launched it nationwide, and then suddenly 5 years ago, every theater began converting except discount theaters. And now all the old cruddy theaters have a full bar and big, huge, relaxing seats and are better than Alamo. That's what innovation is. What they teach you in a zero-sum game, that the cake is only so big, that the pizza is only so big, and that we can't innovate our way out. So there's been a bunch of big headlines out the last day. The big scandal is CNN exclusive. California launches investigation following stunning admission by Aetna medical director. And the Aetna medical director came out and said, we don't look at the reports. And of course, they're setting everybody up. They said, we look forward to testifying in California and to Congress both about this. And of course, I knew what they were going to say. And Aetna's already put out statements to their board. They put out statements to their shareholders. They're going fully to computers. And they're going to use this stunt to say, see, it's not a human deciding who lives and who dies. It's a computer so everybody can wash their hands like Pontius Pilate. And, of course, where did it start that computers would decide how much you were fed, how much you were worked, and when you were finally either killed or starved to death? Oh, it was a place called Nazi Germany. And the top right-hand man of Adolf Hitler, who received the highest award in Germany above Hitler, look it up. Just type in Thomas Watson of IBM received the highest award from Hitler. There's photos of him receiving it. It's like some triple Iron Cross with double eagles and all this stuff. But what's key here is IBM leads and at the VA runs the Thomas Watson computers that are supposedly AI when it comes to making decisions. And that is who created, that we all discovered 6 years ago, the secret death list on the VA. And I told everybody at the time, by the way, there have been Pulitzer Prize winning books written on this, IBM, the Holocaust, you name it. We've had the authors on. It's a fact. Hitler gave speeches with Watson. I mean, only other person he liked as much was Margaret Sanger, the head of Planned Parenthood. Why she is worshipped on the cover of Time and Newsweek as the best feminist ever, because she said, Heil Hitler. And he learned it. He said everything he knew from her and David Rockefeller's granddad, who funded him, who funds the Cold Springs Harbor facility today, run by IBM Computers. So you need to understand this, and I'm not bashing IBM the company. I got a family that has worked for it. I'm simply pointing out that this is the facts. It's incontrovertible, it's history, and they think you're stupid. So CNN, though, in the last couple of years, and others admitted this, they're leaving it as a mystery right now. The computer that decides if we live or die, a serious injury leaves a loved one in a coma, relatives may face the hardest decision of their lives, to wait it out or turn off the life support machine. The program may help families decide what action to take if they're critically ill, and it goes on. Here's another one. Probe finds more secret VA wait list in Colorado. Washington Times. Still going on. Trump's trying to stop it. He is. He's made a good effort to do it. Double the amount of appointments that veterans are getting. But there's a culture in there that is very eugenical that blocks that. So here's the facts. You can look up the National Health Service. Paul Watson runs every day, super healthy guy. He got, what was it, strep about 3 years ago. They wouldn't let him see a doctor for a couple months. He almost died coughing up blood. You have to get permission to see another private doctor and then pay a lot more. So it's a two-tier system, and their whole system was designed to collapse. It's always been horrible. It's always been for social control, and now they admit it's collapsing. CNN's headline today was, after 70 years of being a model of goodness, it's collapsing. That's in the news today. After 70 years, after 70 years of universal health care, is the NHS at a crisis point? There's the headline. And then it admits that it's just all falling apart. Oh, they need total control. They need social control now to make you, you know, live the way they say, and then you'll get your health care. So, what did Ezekiel Emanuel say? He said, after we bankrupt health care with Obamacare, which has only increased prices massively, we'll come in with single payer, but it'll still be administered by big insurance companies and then computers. So, I'm going to explain this. AI computers, autonomous computers, decision-making computers is the proper term, are already in control of your life on medical care. They're already, all the new cars coming out, all the upper end are autonomous. So robots are already in 2018 taking your life over. The military admits they're rolling out all these killer robots. But the big killer robots aren't going to be the ones that are on the battlefield. It's the ones that decide if you live or die that run the system that tell you in the megalopolis when you get food, where you work, where you travel, when you get the authorization to travel. It's the nightmare model of the zeitgeist sold to socialists as this wonderful utopia where an all-seeing robot in the sky, an electric eye, runs our life. But who programs it? So there's the rest of the story. And it's total control, it's total evil, and it needs to stop. But they always sell it like, oh, it's just for, you know, if somebody's in a coma. No, it's not. You'll see thousands of cases in the news. I've watched parliamentary debates, even back when Tony Blair was in, he'd admit it, where you could have an operable tumor on your skin, you name it. If you do it within 6 months, they make you wait 2 years and you die. You understand that? Think about that. We're talking about veterans not getting knee surgeries when they get hurt in the military. Here's a cane. This is their model. They're taking your health care away, and now the big globalist, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and others are getting together with Bezos to, quote, save healthcare. And everything they do is taxpayer-funded, tax-exempt boondoggles where they get your tax money on everything they do. Yeah, the dark secret at the heart of AI. Even mainline scientists, Elon Musk, you name it. The real white papers, all the brains, say this is a nightmare. It's already ubiquitous. It's deadly. Turn back now. But I get up here and tell the public about, oh, 90% of young people have chemicals in their body to give them cancer and change their sex partially. They say, oh, shut up, gay frog man. Shut up. Hey, hope you don't enjoy that cancer, because that's what they admit it's doing to you. We'll be back. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Got massive economic news, huge Winter Olympic news, North Korea news, PBS host compares White House to communist East Berlin when it was always a leftist supporting communism and still supporting North Korea over the weekend, saying they hoped Kim Jong-un's bloodthirsty sister would physically attack the vice president. So that's all coming up. Just amazing. So we're going to be getting to all that. But I wanted to just show this article one more time. There were a bunch of these last week, and I barely mentioned it, that big new studies are coming out in the UK, the US, Europe, you name it, where 86 to 90-plus percent, depending on which study you look at, of individuals in the United States and in Europe, and we're going to put that article up on screen if we can, please. There it is. Gender-bending chemicals found in plastics and linked to breast and prostate cancer are found in 86% of teenagers' bodies. And it goes on to say they're in adults at even higher levels in some cases. And let's scroll down. I'm going to read part of this article here. Bisphenol A is found along with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other chemicals that in samples of 94 teenagers found 80-plus of them had high levels of the chemicals in them. And what do they admit those chemicals do? They admit that they gender bend, and they affect the brain, and they affect how your olfactory nerve smells the different scents that are put off that are part of mammalian activity. And then it manipulates and jacks with that. There's another one. New Scientist. Gender-bending chemicals found to feminize boys. Now, that's back in 2005. By the way, that's when I first made the gay frogs comment. And I said nothing against the fact that most of the frogs are gay. The fact is they're sterile and they're dying. They then edited that, then made a joke out of it, to then make sure no one had a serious debate about this. But I keep going back to this because it's such a central issue that now they're coming out admitting all of this in 2018, but it was already admitted back in 2005, and before it was only, though, in scholarly journals. So, what's the bottom line here? I personally do things like take Alpha Power, it's got natural herbs in it, that are known to countervail the effects of this garbage that's in our environment. And I personally also take Supermel Vitality. And people say, well, you've got Anthroplex, you've got Alpha Power, you've got Supermel. Which one do you like the best? They're all different formulas. They all affect things differently. Different people like them better. One person, I mean, here in the office, they're split between the three products. Some people like Supermel better than Alpha Power. People like Alpha Power better than Anthroplex. People like Anthroplex better than Alpha Power. And vice versa. So, we have a his and hers combo running right now at InfoWarsStore.com where you can get Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for 40% off to try it. We also are introducing Icarin. Again, natural concentrated herbs, milk thistle, N-acetylcysteine, organic alma fruit, organic, it just goes on and on, licorice root, organic artichoke leaf, and many more. Known to flush out the kidneys and the liver that definitely need that help. It's 50% off out of the gates because I want you to try it and love it and see how amazing it is. But at $19.95, folks, I mean, leading competitors are similar formulas at $50-$60. Normally at $39, it's a good deal. This is an amazing deal. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and a new special that's got to end very soon as well. All these specials are ending this week. Introducing the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, 50% off on Floralife, high-quality probiotic, 15 billion live and active strains, and Carnivore, the enzyme to help absorb fats and proteins better and healthier in your body. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. It's your purchase of these products that make it all possible. So, again, I want to thank you all for your support. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Please support our local affiliates as well. But it is so critical that with what's going on in the environment, take X2, the good halogen. They put the bad halogens in the water and in the food. It bioaccumulates. It fries your glands on record, lowers IQs, all the studies. Look it up yourself. And then you take real pure iodine that we've got from deep earth crystal sources. People are completely blown away by what it does. I mean, it is such a game changer. The weight loss, the energy, the stamina, it's crazy. But if you've already got thyroid issues and stuff, everybody should check with their physician before you take it. Even though you die without iodine, they've artificially keep lowering the rate they say you need. The government used to put a crappy form in the salt. Then they took it out because IQs had gone so low. Goiter was so bad across the country, especially in the Midwest, because you're not eating seafood. Look that up yourself. 15 IQ boosts within just a decade. So look it up. Yes, there's a conspiracy to make us dumb. Okay, I'm done talking about that, but it's very important. InfoWarsStore.com. 10 surprising facts about iodine. Absolutely. Iodide salt gave U.S. 10-year IQ boost, say researchers. See, just I went from memory. And in a 10-year study, it went up 15 points on average. See if my memory serves, or that's the same study. I mean, there's so many of these. I'm not telling you a secret here. To say 15? 15 points. Boom! Boom! My memory served. How old's that article? 2013. And that was from the Centers for Disease Control. Because, see, they were having a discussion about whether they should put it back in the salt. But, oh, we don't force medicate you. We're a free country. We just put hydrofluorosilicic acid, a acid-based weaponized form of bad halogen, to make sure it fries everything and fries your adrenals and fries your reproductive systems. It's simply incredible. Okay, I'm going to stop ranting about it. But be sure and check out X2 today. Everybody should be checking out X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, let me do this. Let me just tell you what's going to come up in the next segment, because I've already been ranting here. There's so much to get to. House Democrats give Democrats help with winning the GOP strongholds. Conservatives who vow to stop spending keep spending. We'll get to that. This is really important. I'll cover this when we come back first. Zombie bots are coming for lonely singles on Valentine's Day. And I talk a lot about this. Most of the bots, especially that target young people and leftists, according to Sean Parker, former head of Facebook and others, most of your friends on Facebook and Twitter are fake if you're a leftist. That's the real bots. The Russians came and figured out how to do this. And it turned out, that came out in congressional hearings, in 2016, Twitter came to the Russians, and I forget the amount, it was some huge amount, like $12 million. They said, why don't you spend this huge amount, and we'll push your stories, and we'll tell you what's trending, and we'll tell you what of your stories to push. And on there was Black Lives Matter, Second Amendment, not because it's a conspiracy. Like Schiff says, that's in the contract that RT released. That's what they told them to push, and they signed a smaller contract. I forget the deal. It was a couple $100,000. The point is that the bots are Facebook, are Twitter, are YouTube. And they admit that most of the people in there are bots, and that they go and make leftists more depressed, make them more scared, try to keep them in longer, try to make them afraid to go out. And then they socially engineer them within those echo chambers. So that's coming up. It's so critical because other media will report on this, but just, oh, those so-called sweethearts you think are reaching out to you, those things you think are actually Valentine's requests, they're not. Here it is, how Twitter bots are recycling Cold War techniques to sow political division. Yeah, it's Twitter doing it at a scale unimaginable compared to, and see, they like little short things because the computers can come up with short things. That's why they started early with only a few characters, because people would know it was a bot if it got too long. Now the bots have gotten better, so they've massively increased the amount of the bots and how much they can write. Remember, the CIA announced 7 years ago that they're going to start writing fake news with bots? Type that in. CIA to use computers to write articles. And then it says it's a bot. And you put in what the disinfo you want, and then it runs around saying it. And then they point at the Russians when Hillary and all the bots failed and got defeated by the American people. They point at Russia and say, oh, that's where the bots came from. When the whole bot thing was a couple $100,000, we'll look it up during the break, of Twitter coming to them and saying, help us push you for election coverage advertising. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we've got Wired Magazine on screen, as I told you. Stay with us. These are the facts.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change?
See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
So, the facts are in. There's been so many news articles from mainstream media the last decade, it makes my head spin, how the big tech companies, the CIA, you name it, were developing fake news bots to go out and propagandize. And Sean Parker came out last year and said that we're targeting helpless people, we're controlling them, we're manipulating their dopamine levels. Facebook documents came out in 2017 out of Australia at the highest levels about how they target liberals and try to keep them alone and radicalized and scared. Their main target is leftist. That just translates into domesticated millennial with no future. And then the parasites that usually kind of beatnik types that feed on them and control them. You'll see it everywhere. You go to a leftist rally, none of them will talk to anybody, because they're not supposed to talk, and none of them can talk. They'll be like one communist minder who's usually driving a Mercedes. So continuing here, the CIA's fake news campaign, even the New York Times last year admitted that, and the whole bots. The Wired magazine said, what do bots mean to the future of journalism? Well, Twitter is mainly leftist bots. So is Facebook. And it's fake people advertising things to you. It's all of it. And here's the key, though. It's fake bots bullying you when you say something that's true or patriotic or pro-America. Just like Veritas got the documents out of Twitter and the employees on video saying, I'll give you an example. We banned sharing the American flag. And then you think you're sharing it, but you're not. We don't like white people. We don't like rednecks. Now, again, it's mainly white people saying this, just like HBO and just like all the stuff that's happening at these other platforms like Vice. Billionaires that run that channel want the public to see things like this. Vice airs documentary on black healing retreats for people who need a break from white people. And we're going to play some of that in the third hour today, some excerpts. It's amazing. They say things in there that are just dumbfounding, like, well, whites are inherently evil. Whites shouldn't be able to travel outside the country. True brainwashing. So that's going to be coming up as well. So that's the point I'm trying to get at is it's fake people you're talking to. It is fake bots. It is fake propaganda. And it is creating race war, division, culture war, men against women, women against men, families against families, America against Russia. But open the borders up to Islam and don't check anybody and let them come in unvetted and fine European countries 100,000 euros a year if they don't bring in military-age men. On and on and on, and throw old pensioners out of their Section 8 housing and put Islamists in it because they've got to advertise and sweeten the deal to get people to come there for the balkanization of Europe. That is the plan. And as soon as people start realizing how diabolical all this is and how this is planned and how this is admitted, the sooner we can beat it. Because you got fake bots trying to run your life. You've got fake bots bullying you. You've got AI, autonomous computers already running your health care, already running the VA, already deciding who gets a knee surgery, who doesn't. It's here. And they cause a national debate because Aetna comes out and says, well, humans don't review it. It's machines. Everybody freaks out. That's the plan we're under. And, oh, now the National Health Service is falling apart in the UK. It's always been horrible. But now there's a problem because they're about to make it worse and put it under the big corporations to totally privatize it. But it's not going to be privatization like we think of. It's going to be privatization where computers run it all and screw everybody, and only big mega corporations get to be in the pool. That's the opposite of Trump's free marketization, where he's actually trying to have an open bidding process, which will drive down prices in every single case. But the more money you put behind education, the more money you put behind health care, the more the price goes up. And when you make people buy health care, like a national health service, everybody's got to pay into, what's it do? It drives the price up. And when you make people buy Obamacare that doubles and triples prices, with Gruber saying, thank God you're so dumb, I was hired to double and triple prices, thank God they have no memory, they're like a goldfish. Ha ha ha, you're so effing stupid, like Zuckerberg said about you. If you do go along with that, you are dumb, aren't you? But people that don't have any friends, that sit there in a little apartment and are lucky if they have a job and are totally scared and watch Colbert all night, and then they go out on the street and none of them really talk to each other or friends. They all just virtue signal. And they're all really alone, really scared with the screen sickness. They're all only looking at their phones when you see trendies walking down the street. They're alone. They're isolated under the smartphone spell. Under the smartphone sickness, which they admit programs your brain, lowers your IQ, lowers your brain waves. It's incredible. Now, I have so much news it makes my head spin, but coming up, we're going to have a couple really interesting, really smart guys in studio, really interesting backgrounds, and I wish both of them would tell you more of their background, but they've seen quite a few things. And we're going to get their take on, they were here before, about a month ago, about just a magazine ad that shows Antifa attacking and burning thing and an image of veterans saying, not on our watch, not today, Antifa. And since then, Newsweek, Time, all attacked in national news, which only brought them more success and blew up in their face. But now the Democrats are calling for all this violence. We're going to be discussing that coming up. At the six afters when we're going to bring those folks in. I've got a special report that needs to be seen. Social media giants meet for Orwellian control. That's coming up the first 5 minutes of the next hour. And then we're going to the illusion of globalism is getting to fade. We must reclaim our republic. Some really powerful pieces. But what's sickening is Stephen Bannon, the video's up on Infowars.com, Judas Iscariot meets Benedict Arnold. They had a baby. It'd be called Stevie Bannon. Little Stevie Weevy Bannon, Lemon Squeezy Bannon, he has come out, and he has said, oh, the Me Too. They always stage it like in private, meeting with a reporter. He clutched himself and said, the women are going to enslave us. They're too powerful. They're too incredible. They'll bring down Trump. I'm scared they'll cut my testicles off. I don't know what to do. Mommy, mommy. Let's play that clip again. And this is just meant to hype women into this, oh, you want power? Oh, look, even the elites, the bad guy. That the evil man, Bannon, is now a good guy, and he admits he's scared of you. Women power against the men. I mean, this is the most ridiculous, sophomoric advertising, like Edward Bernays saying we can't get women to smoke cigarettes in the 1920s. They said, finance every feminist suffrage march and have the women smoke cigarettes and say, my man can't stop me. Well, that was men own the tobacco companies. No one was going to kill you deader than a hammer. So it's the same total manipulation. So here's little Stevie Bannon. I don't normally play clips twice an hour, but here's one of the reporters on CNN fawning over, how they built up the whole Me Too movement to create this obvious direction to, quote, empower women to hate Trump and hate recovery and hate America and then celebrate the North Koreans' dictator sister who's so sexy and cool on the very same channel. Here it is.
In the paperback release of the new book, you talk about watching the Golden Globe Awards with Steve Bannon, and you got his reaction to the red carpet protests supporting the Me Too movement. He said, quote, the anti-patriarchy is going to undo 10,000 years of recorded history. You watch, the time has come. Women are going to take charge of society, and they couldn't juxtapose a better villain than Trump. He is the patriarch. This is a definitional moment in the culture. It'll never be the same going forward.
You know, I think Bannon, despite all his flaws, is a pretty shrewd analyst of American politics and particularly American political anxieties, our national anxieties. And he recognized in those Golden Globe Awards that this was a movement that could potentially be an existential threat to Republicans, not just their majority in the House, but also to President Trump. And there is a wonderful, revealing moment of Freudian angst in the scene, as I described Bannon, watching Oprah, where he says, look, if they were to roll out a guillotine right now, these ladies would chop off every set of balls in the room, which is a blunt Bannon way of saying
they're good and we're bad.
Me Too movement, they're coming for our manhood. And I think that expressed a lot of the anxieties that Bannon, that Trump, that people of that political persuasion have about this new rising movement of women, which is really a backlash to the man that Bannon calls the patriarch, Trump himself.
So this is Trump's supposed best buddy now saying he's the patriarchy, he's evil, he's got to be brought down. Total Benedict Arnold behavior with this whole made-up narrative that women are going to be empowered if Trump was taken down. And this is how you're powerful, ladies. When CNN funded the whole Arab Spring, was part of it, promoted it, turning most of the Middle East over to total killers that enslaved hundreds of thousands of women, killed tens of thousands, sold children to sex slavery, cover up for radical Islam. And they're just up there saying, women, you're supposed to get mad at Trump now and go do something. And this is how you're empowered. And everyone's scared of you because you're so powerful. When all of this is multinational corporations trying to kill an American recovery and an American move to get control over our government again from the globalists. This is the second American revolution. The left admits that. Those videos are coming up. Rob Reiner and others, they say we're in a revolution. They say they're going to stop America's recovery. That video's coming up. Spread the word. We're live.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Top